Breakfast with Gary and Tim.
Great to have you with us this morning. Yes, Whispers.
I just want to just go back very briefly. I know we've got to get to Tim Dentman from Keyser, and that is very, very important. But I've just been sent this from Andy Penn, former Telstra boss, who sat alongside Geoffrey Rush at that luncheon at the weekend. Now, he actually, coincidentally, he was recording at the time.
Oh, what?
So you sit down after delivering what you said was a very fine speech and got a great reception from the crowd, and everybody thought it was really funny, the punchline about Saddam Hussein. But he said, this is what Geoffrey Rush had to say to you. Have a listen very carefully, because the recording's not great, but just come up very close to the wireless.
We need to relax your jaw muscles, strengthen your tongue by repeating tongue twisters. For example, I'm a thistle sifter. I have a sieve of sifted thistles and a sieve of unsifted thistles because I'm a thistle sifter. And you do have a flabby tummy, so we'll need to spend some time strengthening your diaphragm. Simple mechanics.
You know where you can go. You know where you can go to
strengthen.
You know where you can go to strengthen your flabby tummy too, don't you?
To Keyser.
Of course you can. Tim, good morning to you.
What a beautiful segue, Tim. That was very impressive. How are you this morning,
well,
boys?
Well, we're good, Tim. How do you strengthen and tighten the flabby tummy?
Well,
I'm just asking for a mate of mine.
You can strengthen your tummy by doing some heavy weights and putting the pin low on the weight stack, so you're doing a heavy weight. But you can't.
I hate that machine.
Lose flab around your tummy by doing crunches. That's one of the many myths.
Not what we're going to talk to you about, Tim. But we appreciate the advice. We all saw Jeremy Howe on the weekend and that horrible, horrible injury that he suffered. And we thought, oh well, we're working our way down the body. We did the neck and the shoulders and the arms now. So, what's the most common? Is it tennis elbow? I've had a little bit of tennis elbow over the journey. What's the most common arm injury that you see at Keyser?
Yeah, absolutely. Tennis elbow would be the number one, Gary, and it's kind of timely with the Masters coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
I reckon that even though it's called tennis elbow, I probably treat more golfers with those symptoms. Tennis elbow is pain on the outside of your elbow. Golfer's elbow, which is still, we still see a little bit off, but not quite as common, is pain on the inside of your elbow. And my frustration is I always see people come in and they've got these straps, whether they're a tradie, whether they're a golfer or a tennis player, they come with these bands or straps around their elbow and they've been rubbing some cream into it or something like that. And I can tell you unequivocally to all your listeners out there that just putting a strap around it or whatever the cream is, wherever it came from, in whatever jungle in the world, it's not going to help your tennis elbow. It might just lessen your symptoms for a couple of hours. It's one of those conditions that you have to do exercise with. There's just no other way of getting around tennis elbow.
What sort of exercises, Tim? How do you get into that little joint? Well, it's a big joint probably, but how do you get work on it?
So people are often really sensitive to start off with, Tim. So we need to start them on really, really lightweight. And I'm talking, if your tennis elbow is severe, I might get you at home to fill up a 600ml drink bottle, which therefore weighs 600 grams, with your hand just over the edge of a table, and get you to lift and lower that drink bottle. That might be the starting point, because some people, that exercise is really sensitive. But eventually, we've got to load it up. And at home, that might mean a heavier weight or a little bit of a resistance band. I'm sure a lot of people have seen the resistance band. In the clinic at Keyser, we're really lucky. We've got a piece of equipment where we can load people up and we can increase them by 2 pounds at a time, just a tiny little increment. Because eventually you have to do weights on your forearm, hard, heavy weights, to be able to get that area strong. Just like you would, you know, if you're trying to rehab a knee after an ACL injury, then eventually you're doing heavy weights on it. And it's exactly the same principle for most joints in the body, definitely for tennis elbow.
Great advice, Tim. And, of course, we head to Keyser, where you can do it all under the supervision of trained physios. Struggling with knee, back or neck pain, rebuild your strength with a Keyser physio today.